well, we're training at the Sydney Cricket Ground. And I kept calling the, you know, we're going to knock the cockroaches off, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and give it to the cockroaches. And the Sydney Press got onto it, and next morning in the paper it says, Muir labels New South Wales cockroaches. That's where it all came from.
Right, and what was the response like from the Blues? Is that where the term cane toads came from?
Well, Raper reckons he called us cane toads then, but whether he did or not, I don't know. Langlands was the coach then, I think, and he was a bit dirty because he knew I was born at Tweed Heads.
Well, what's the truth then? Are you a cockroach or are you a cane toad, Barry?
Well, I represented Queensland schoolboys when I was at the Coolangatta State School. So virtually I was born at Tweed Heads while I was living at Coolangatta.
Now, the irony of all this is you live in Tweed. You're actually living in New South Wales, but you are the man credited as inventing the term cockroaches.
Well,
just wondering, do you go outside or you just keep a low profile?
They've copped it all right. They're sweet. Whether they are or not, I don't know, but nobody's bashed me or anything like that for it.
Jeez, I hope not. Does it get brought up in regular conversation to you very often?
Always, always, yeah. It's very hard to explain it because people don't realise in the old days of that cockroach antenna or the two antennas, you know, seemed to be always on the blip. Mm. So it's always just going over New South Wales side.
That's Barry Muir, the man who invented the term cockroaches. Gary Larson was a hard-working forward for Queensland in the 1990s, playing 24 games. Possibly better known these days for his voice, which sounds alarmingly like that of Darren Lockyer. But this Saturday, Gary Larson will be at Miriam Vale in central Queensland at the official opening of the Gary Larson Oval and Multisports Complex.
To have something named after you, it's pretty humbling. Very, very humbling, actually. And I'm just honoured. Darren had named the Oval after me, and there'd been so many past legends that I grew up watching football, you know, and they've spilt blood, probably more blood on the Oval than what I had. And sometimes that's a little bit embarrassing, but hey, there's a local field where I'm from named after me. It's unreal.
Gary, you mentioned spilling blood and you said blokes have spilt more than you. I'm going to debate that with you, mate. I remember you a few times. You spilled quite a bit of blood.
Yeah, I suppose. On that Miriamvale Oval, I suppose. You're right. Funny enough, I had a friend say to me the other day that they were down at the SFS, I called the Sydney Football Stadium, watching a game of football, and he said, should have went out and picked up some skin that you'd spilled on there on the Oval. Should have walked out and got some, because I spilled a fair bit there. It doesn't worry me. I've been digged so many times over the years, with my voice. And gee, I've had a dollar for every time someone said, yeah, what's wrong with your voice? Or you need soothers or something like that, I'd be a very rich man.
Add a dollar to your kitty, mate. I've got to ask then, now you've said it. What is the story with the voice?
I got a hit in the voice box. Oh, gee, it was about 1991, I think it was. Just the same as Lockyer's and a couple of other lads that have had voice problems. It's never really annoyed me that much to worry about it. Cartilages have collapsed either side of my vocal cords. They don't come together to vibrate your voice.
So 1991, that ended the shower singing career.
Yeah, basically did, yeah. I look at my wedding video and I'm not as raspy.
That's Gary Larson. Innisfail-born Ty Williams played three games for the Maroons in 2005 and scored a try. And Ty says these days he watches the game just like you and I will.
I generally go home and relax with my family, try and have some dinner, but I always seem to get nervous even when I'm not playing that much.
And what happens at your place? Do you walk around muttering stuff to yourself about Ricky Stewart or something and your wife tells you to pull your head in? What goes on?
No, not really. She's actually, before she met me, she used to be just a Vale supporter. And then she had no choice but to go for Queensland once we started going out. So it's very not vocal at the start, but as we get into the game, especially if things aren't going Queensland's way, I get very vocal about it. But it's been pretty successful the last 6 years, so I haven't had to yell much.
That's right. Well, what about when something goes, you know, a line break or something? Are you the sort of bloke that jumps out of the armchair?
Yeah, definitely, mate, I do. Screaming at the TV, I'm sort of like everybody else, watching the games, get excited by how good these guys are and excited about the way that they play footy.
Do you miss it?
Oh, 100%, mate. Yeah, I do. The only thing I don't miss is the training. The big games, it's every kid's dream to play in them, and I still get butterflies talking about it now, so it's pretty exciting.